Steve Potter, this is Cityscape, and coming up a little later, we're going to meet the ones to watch from Sauce Magazine. The musical Fun Home is the Tony Award-winning adaptation of Alison Bechdel's graphic novel about a lesbian growing up in a family funeral home business with a dad who is in the closet. Last year, after Fun Home won 5 Tonys, including Best Musical, we had a short conversation with Mike Isaacson about the production. He's back in the studio with us today, along with Kristen Caskey, who's on the phone from New York. They're here to talk about Fox Theatricals and the connection to all of this. Welcome to you both, Kristen, Mike.
Great to be here.
Thank you.
First of all, to you both, congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, it's not often that I'm home watching television and see people I know accepting Tony Awards. But it happened one time last June, and we saw the both of you and some other people, too. Jack Lane, who all was on that stage, Mike?
Yeah, it was great. There were so many. We had so many partners from St. Louis, which was fantastic. Jack Lane, who, you know, runs stages, and Terry Schnook, who's another vibrant Broadway producer. He was been a part of Beautiful, and we go back to the day of Thoroughly Modern Millie with him. And then it was such a great moment for, like, that literally 20-year history of Fox Theatricals, because Mary Strauss was there, and Julie Noonan, and Lisa Bondestill's Suntrup. So, like, all of these sort of great St. Louis people and sort of representatives came together for that moment. It was great.
Mm-hmm. Well, it won a Tony for Best Musical. Kristen, what were the others? What were the other awards?
We also won Tony Awards for Best Director, which was Sam Gold, Leading Actor for Michael Cerveris, and then there was a historic moment when the show won Best Book and Best Score, because it was the first time in history that it was an all-female creative writing team that won the score and book musical. So that was also a pretty spectacular moment.
What were y'all thinking at the time? From what I read, you know, there was a lot of buzz about An American in Paris, and maybe you guys thought you might win some things, but, you know, it really went in your favor. Share what you were thinking about the competition back on that night.
I'll start. You know, it was thrilling to be there. It was overwhelming. And as the evening progressed, like very early on when the first time Fun Home, a nomination was announced, there was this energy in the hall. You felt it. And we looked at each other. We're like, oh. And all the predictions were that a different show was going to win. And so you sort of just sit down and you just have to be ready.
An American in Paris. That's what they thought.
That was the one.
Yeah.
So as it went on and we kept feeling the energy in the hall, I mean, I was protecting myself. I was ready that we were going to lose. And so to me, the evening was opening up to the possibility that we might win. And when Cerveris won, that's when I kind of went, oh, we looked at each other. We went, this is real. We have a real shot. I mean, a lot of it's a blur. I remember we were holding our hands very tightly. You're sort of, it's beautiful and surreal. That's my memory, Kristen.
Blurry for you too, Kristen?
Blurry, but I often joke that Mike is the glass is half full, I'm the half empty. So I think I really had the sense of, okay, even with Cerveris, this is wonderful. They've given us so much we can work with. But I really, in that moment, when Jason Alexander announced it, was truly in shock. And I remember after Michael won, after we knew Sam, Lisa, and Janine had won, which in essence allowed us something to say to the industry, and after we watched Sydney perform that number, which we felt was a very moving and wonderful depiction of the show, we kept saying to each other, whatever happens, we're going to celebrate. I will say in that moment, it truly was overwhelming, and what it meant for the industry to acknowledge the show in that manner was so much bigger than just that moment.
Uh-huh. Are you still celebrating?
You know, yes, you sort of are in a way. What's beautiful about that point is so many of our colleagues in the business and people around the country, is it is a truly spectacular, brave, unusual, groundbreaking musical. And we have that in the Broadway tradition, in the creative. I mean, literally, Oklahoma was a truly brave, groundbreaking musical. What we kind of realize is we kind of haven't had one of those in a while. So for a lot of our colleagues and writers of musical theater, it meant something that, look at, the show happened, it's on Broadway, audiences are coming. And it reminded us all of one really exciting aspect of what we do. And that has been, that remains lovely and something we're very proud of.
Kristen, I understand after the Tonys, maybe not right after, but at some point, that you all went to see Michelle Obama.
Oh, we did. And that was one of those moments where I felt as if I was a 15-year-old meeting one of my idols. I think we were all a bit starstruck in the moment and so happy to be there and grateful that the White House was doing an event that not only would be televised, but its entire purpose was to celebrate Broadway and what arts education means in public schools, which are both ideas that Mike and I wholly support.
And some of the music that was performed that night at the White House when you were there with Michelle Obama was from Fun Home. And one of those numbers was Ring of Keys, which we want to share with our audience. Mike, would you set it up?
Yeah. As Janine said in her Tony acceptance speech, it is a song of identification. And what you have in this at this moment is in the show tells the story of Allison at three different points in her life, as an adult, as a college student, as an 11-year-old girl growing up in this town. And this is Allison as an 11-year-old girl, and she's in a diner with her dad, and in walks a female UPS worker. And she looks up, and she sees something she's never seen before. And that's what this song is.
You didn't notice her at first, but I saw her the moment she walked in. She was a delivery woman. She came in with a handcart full of packages. She was an old-school butch.
Someone just came in the door, like no one I ever saw before. I feel I don't know where you came from. I wish I did. I feel so dumb. I feel your swagger and your bearing and just right clothes you're wearing, your short hair and your dungarees and your lace-up boots and your keys. Oh, your ring of keys. I thought it was supposed to be wrong.
We're talking to Mike Isaacson in the studio and Kristen Caskey from New York. They're with Fox Theatricals. We're talking about their show, Fun Home, which won 5 Tony Awards and has a St. Louis connection because, of course, Fox Theatricals is based here. Maybe before we go any further, we should give a shout out to the songwriters.
Yeah, the music is by Janine Tesori and the lyrics are by Lisa Krohn.
Kristen, the storyline, you know, when I was listening to the lyrics of the song we just heard and, you know, from what I've read about the storyline, how groundbreaking is the topic like this for a Broadway musical?
Well, a Broadway musical has not seen a lesbian protagonist, which is incredibly groundbreaking. The experience of the show on Broadway in the round is also, while certain musicals have been staged that way, we can't really list other new musicals where their premiere production was done in the round. So there are elements of it that are absolutely, without question, groundbreaking. It is Allison's unique journey about her upbringing, her sexuality, and her relationship with her father. And at the same time, it's also an incredibly universal story about seeing your parent through grown-up eyes, the relationship that we have as children to our parents, those elements of our relationship where we can find peace and those that need a little bit more examination. but we feel as groundbreaking as it is, one of the reasons why it has found such a large audience and the response to the show has been so positive and huge is because underneath it all, there are themes that are incredibly relatable and people feel as if, oh yes, that is my family in certain ways.
Uh-huh. And Alison Bechdel, who wrote the novel, it was at least loosely sort of based on her own story, wasn't it?
It was her story. It was her telling her story. It was exactly her story, yes.
Mm-hmm. When Fox Theatricals was producing this in the very early days, did you ever get any pushback because of the topic matter?
No. I mean, this is one of the great things about the history of Fox Theatricals. And it, you know, it really rests in our owners, Mary Strauss, Julie Noonan, Lisa Bondesil-Strontrup. They have, for 20 years, supported all kinds of shows that we've produced. And they have been open to artistry and taking risk. And, you know, it's so funny listening to people bash St. Louis right now, or one person with a bad toupee. And here is this remarkable story of this organization that has been, you know, producing on Broadway for now 20 years, major works that have had national, international impact coming, you know, based on offices on Grand Boulevard. And so they were fantastic, you know. I mean, they've been extraordinary with Kristen and I through the years, and we believe in the show, and certainly everybody knew kind of the risk involved, but when you tell a great story, people respond. And there was greatness, and the writing and the direction was at a level that everyone just opens up their humanity to it. I mean, Lisa has this joke. She says, you know, we all go say Hamlet, none of us are princes of Denmark, yet we're all moved.
Right.
That's what's happening with the show, and they recognized that and supported it.
We want to hear something else from the show. Before we do that, though, Kristen, how does the success of Fun Home change things for Fox Theatricals? You mentioned Thoroughly Modern Millie earlier, I think Mike did, and you guys won a Tony for that, I guess it was more than 10 years ago. But this is a game changer for you, right?
In many ways, yes. It also, I think, has just energized us to continue doing what we're doing. As Mike, I think, really eloquently said, we feel great support from the owners of Fox in championing great work. And so, if anything, it's just energized us to continue to produce and develop work for Broadway, with the ultimate goal always being to bring that show to the Fox down the road.
Let's hear a little bit of one more piece from the show, Telephone Wire. What's that about?
It's late in the show. It's the adult Allison. Well, it's sort of tricky, but I'll just say it's an adult Allison, but it is her last car ride with her father, and it's her and her father on stage doing this car ride, and it's her singing as it's going on.
Telephone wire, run and run. Telephone wire, sun down on the creek. Partly frozen, partly flowing. Must be windy, trees are bending. Junction 50, field needs mowing. Feels like the car is floating. Say something, talk to him. Say something, anything. At the light, at the light, at the light, at the light. At the light, at the light, at the light, at the light. Like you could say. To know that you and I are both...
Hey.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go?
Fun Home is the musical. In conclusion, both of you, how's it doing on the road, and when are we going to get a chance to see this in St. Louis?
We'll be launching a tour next fall, the fall of 2016, and I imagine there will be some sort of announcement in the near future that talks about if and when the show will come to St. Louis. But the national tour is looking really strong, and we'll be going around the country throughout the 2016-2017 calendar year.
What do you mean, if and when? It's coming to St. Louis.
Oh, that's just a nice little teaser.
It kind of worked. Well, I think we're all very proud of you, and we're proud that this great show has such a St. Louis connection to it. We've been talking to Kristen Caskey and Mike Isaacson of Fox Theatricals. Thank you both, and continued success.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you so much.
Coming up next, Sound Bites. This is St. Louis Public Radio.